Well, one thing birthdays do is help you to reflect on all the years that God has given us. And I would have to say that, just like Brother Steve said when I texted him on his birthday, is that God has been good. And truly has been. Thankful for that. Experienced many blessings. And yeah, what a blessing just to know Christ. And we can face life and face each year with his promise. It's wonderful. This morning I felt led to speak on a subject that isn't, trust can be an encouragement to us and yet can give you courage to move forward. And the message title this morning is The Perseverance of Faith. And I'd like to look for a text at Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Last Sunday we spoke on setting goals for spiritual growth. And this just, I believe, goes along well with that. It's just been thinking a lot lately on, even with facing another year, and Brother Larray brought out some things in devotions that were some of my thoughts in studying this too, is some of the things we face are real. There's fears, there's many things we face, and yet we can have confidence because of faith in God, and we can persevere. Just read these verses, Matthew 7, verse 7 to 11. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things unto them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye to them, so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. I guess I went one verse more than my text, but that's okay. This morning, the Christian life takes faith, and it takes a vision. And it takes much perseverance and persistence to reach the final goal, which is heaven. It takes much perseverance in the Lord's work. It requires giving up of ourselves, our own ideas, any selfish motives, our time which we think is our own for the Lord. Giving these things up. It also takes a surrender to God's will and persevering. Why do so many people go along? They're excited about and ambitious and want to move ahead. It seems like so many people start out good. And they start out to persevere for what their goal is. But then they lose heart in persevering. Maybe they become discouraged. I believe there's many, many reasons that can be given for a lack in persevering or making excuse. It can be giving it to sin, or it can be maybe allowing the fears of life to grip us to where we are too scared to move ahead because we lack faith in God to direct us. Without effort, your talent is nothing more than it's. We can't meet our potential if we're not willing to step out. Perseverance moves us to choose a path that is only viable, which is the path forward. We need to keep our focus on Christ. Keep our focus on Him. It helps us to persevere and to realize that there is a reason to persevere. Why does it seem sometimes that people succeed in having their prayers answered? Some people have a deeper and greater understanding of the Bible. reach more souls for Christ. I think we all know well that because they have a deep-rooted faith in God, and these people, if you ask them this question, why they seem to have these things, is because they would acknowledge that it takes perseverance and it takes determination and it takes a vision. Perseverance clarifies our perspective. Perseverance builds character. Perseverance has great potential, and what we do with it is what we do with that potential can have a great impact on others. So what do we have to say about persevering this morning? Press on. Nothing in the world can take the place of perseverance. God has given us all things we need. He can dispel the fears that we face. He can be there to lift our hands up when we are weak. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. In Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about the virtues of perseverance. It brings out what it takes to persevere. I might just look at some of them, Matthew 5. We need to have these gifts to be poor in spirit. It says, when we reach out to God, blessed are they that mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It brings that out in our passage this morning also. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. When we are merciful to each other, caring, it says we will obtain mercy from God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It takes a pure and a light, holy life, a pure conscience, pure from the vials of evil around us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We are called to be peacemakers. Blessed are those who persevere or persecuted for righteousness' sake. Those who persevere through these hard times. It says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. What does it call us to do? Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Perseverance. Perseverance is especially important also when we pray. Perseverance in prayer gives us the motivation in our service to God. It's our communication with God that gives us strength, and He reveals His will to us through this. The principle of perseverance it's my first point in verse 7 to 8. It says, ask and it shall be given to you. This is speaking of present tense, which most often stresses our continuous action. We need to continue to ask. Sometimes God asks us to, may we ask many times. I think of people who have labored much in prayer for years, and God maybe waited to answer those prayers. But it was perseverance, and God seen that and blessed in those continued persistence in asking, because it was done unselfishly. Jesus points out there are things or actions that we must persevere in, which it brings out in asking. It says it will be given to those who ask. What are some of the qualities or conditions that God wants us when we ask? I believe God wants us to ask in humility. Have a contrite and a broken heart before God. Recognize that we are needy before Him and that we are dependent on His leading and direction. God will reveal His will to you and to me as we ask Him whatever request is. The second one it brings out here in verse 7 is seek and ye shall find. Be open and alert to the Holy Spirit's direction and leading in your life. That is so important as we seek God's face. Persevere in seeking. God will reward your perseverance and also your patience as you seek. You think of those who hide a treasure somewhere and they have this treasure hunt and you send people out to seek that where that treasure is. They persevere in that. They're diligent. They check all over the place to try and find that hidden treasure. It's the same way with us when we search God's will for our lives. And that goes through Bible reading and prayer. That's all has to do with seeking. We seek the nuggets of truth through our study. Be diligent in that. We seek Him by calling upon Him in our time of need. Because God always does have an answer and He has promised us that we shall find what we are seeking for. Third one it brings out in the next verse is in the same verse there, is knock and it shall be opened unto you. It is a beautiful thought that God will open the door when we persevere in asking, seeking, and knocking. God always delights in fulfilling the needs of His children. When He sees them reaching out to Him in faith, persevering. God delights to richly bless and to bring rest to what we are searching for and seeking for. Oftentimes, we seek and we ask sometimes at the idea of what God may answer, but we don't always know. And sometimes He does not answer the way we expected. But when we accept God's answer with our whole heart and reach out because we've reached out in faith and accept His perfect will, it always brings, God's answer will always be the best answer for us. It is for the best of our good. And perseverance, that's why when we persevere and accept these things, that we can grow in our life. Now, looking to the matter of prayer, perseverance is especially real when it comes to this matter of prayer. Jesus often stressed persistence when He taught about prayer. I'd like to look at Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. And He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise to give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because he is of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Again, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For what everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask fish, will he give him a serpent? And goes on there and says that our Heavenly Father wants to give our best. Would we not rise to give to a friend? It says God, our Heavenly Father, will much more give what our needs are. He gives us the work. He gives us the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him. One who directs us. Notice the friend there that asked. He was persistent in his asking. It was not, he had a real need. And when God sees that we persist and we're, he understands that we do have a need. Sometimes I believe he delays answering right away just to help us to build, increase our faith in him. Also, another one I'd like to look at briefly is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Speaks of the widow here. She was persistent in her request. It says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because of this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? A lesson we can learn from these two parables is not to let things around us discourage us from persisting in our perseverance, to get to receive an answer, to find relief from the thing we might be struggling with. Often God takes us on a journey when we ask and seek and knock. As I brought up earlier, he does this to strengthen our faith in him, and understanding helps us to understand his perfect will for us. Perseverance coupled with faith and humility help one to be resilient and to stay focused on God. Another one here is perseverance is also relevant to the matter of Bible study. Many people give up too soon and do not persevere in digging out truth. How can we expect to grow in our faith and persevere if we are not diligent in what the Bible has to offer to us? We will not survive if we do not persevere in this in our daily. It is our daily food. Just as a child needs nurturing, so do we. We need to recognize that to survive. The Word of God is a place where we find spiritual nourishment, stamina. What we read and understand from the Word often gives us the cause and the reason to be persistent, to persevere in our walk. To seek and to find takes effort. Therefore, to keep up the courage and to keep up the effort and the stamina that we need, we must feed ourselves. Proper nourishment helps to keep our minds alert, sharp, active, keep us focused on what we are seeking, not be distracted by things around us. I know what it's like to, where I notice it sometimes, going shopping with my wife and there's people all around and it isn't real long, and if I haven't eaten in a while, I get really tired. And sometimes all it takes is a little snack or a little bit of coffee or something, and it perks us back up and makes us feel so much better and alert. Word of God does that for us in our spiritual walk as we persevere. Those who persevere in their studies are the ones who benefit from the blessings that God's word will provide. I'd like to look at Psalm 1, 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. So verse 2 talks about we find our delight in God through meditation day and night. And it is so important in our being that healthy tree with leaves that are got good color. There's no wilting there. There's a sign of life because it is being fed and nourished. Finding our delight in the Lord and the law of the Lord does so much to give us courage to persevere. Perseverance is important when it comes to evangelism. Many do not bear fruit because they give up too soon. May we give up. May we lack in praying for the person that we witness to, or we don't see a potential in a person. Think about this when you go from day to day. Every person you meet, there's a soul there, and there's potential there to witness or to somehow touch them. Those you work with, persevere. Do not be ashamed to speak a word of truth to them or stand for truth. Don't give up in persevering in prayer for people and those that you know are in need. We reap what we sow. The more persistent we are in sowing, the more we will eventually reap. This is not only just our work. We are only tools that God is using for his work. But let's do our part and persevere in this. If we desire success in any venture, especially in prayer, Bible study, or evangelism, we must persevere. To encourage us in this, Jesus goes on to provide, second point I have is a motive for perseverance. God delights in giving good things to his children. He doesn't give us things to make us selfish. He gives us things to further his work and to deepen our faith in him. He gives us good things to help us to do good to others or share with others. God delights in this because he loves us and cares about us. In verse 9 to 11, we see that in our text. It says in the latter part of verse 11, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? You know, fathers, mothers, when your children ask things of you, and we enjoy giving good things to help them. And I believe some of these ways we can do that for our children is to raise them in the fear of God, to direct them and teach them, persevere in our teaching them of what really matters in life, and that is loving the Lord and serving Him. Being respectful of each other and of what God has called us to. Jesus clearly brings out this fatherly attribute of God. In Matthew 6, 31 and 32, He even cares about our physical needs. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And then it calls us to seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We are not to worry and fear about what is in the future that we do not understand or know. That we know God knows. And we know that He knows our needs. And I believe it. God loves to see His children get on their knees and ask Him in faith. It's. I believe it moves His heart, moves Him. Then in Matthew 7:11, our text there, the things that God loves to give, things that are good for us, perseverance enables us to live without regrets. A motive for perseverance is especially true in regards to prayer. If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. It's very important that we abide in Christ and His word abides in us. It says when this is in place, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto you. There is a condition that we must abide in Christ, and that His word abides in us. So let's be diligent in that, persistent in seeking and learning all we can through Christ. Perseverance deepens our worship and our praise for God. Another important condition, I believe, in persevering is when we ask, according to God's will and not our own, we almost must be resigned to accepting God's answer cheerfully when it wasn't what we expected or wanted. Another important part, I believe, when we ask and seek and knock and we received an answer, let us always remember to give God praise and thanksgiving to Him, even if it wasn't what we expected. Be thankful that God answered your prayer. And remember that God did it in our best interest and to His honor and His glory. Be grateful when we receive an answer. I believe our prayer should often end with a thanksgiving for what God has done for us. In Ephesians 6, verse 18, I'd like to just read that. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. A watching thereunto with all perseverance. Prayerful watching helps us to be ready for Christ's return someday. Or if we are not, if Christ decides to call, or if Jesus calls us home, we can be young or old. Let's be watching and prepared. It takes perseverance. In conclusion, to persevere is a noble virtue, especially when it regards to prayer. We know we have a loving Father in heaven who is not untouched by the persistent pleas of His children. If we ask according and accepting God's will and prayer in our prayers will never go unanswered when we accept His will. If we desire to receive, find, and have doors open to us, then let's not give up asking and seeking and knocking. Perseverance honors God. Perseverance will magnify God. I'd like to just read Psalm 69, verse 30 yet. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Let's honor God and magnify His name when we persevere in Him. God loves and is moved when His children do this. When we are apart at the end of ourselves, we realize how limited we are and how sufficient God is. That's usually how God prepares us for bigger plans that He has for us in our life. May God bless you as you persevere in your walk with Him. Let's call for a closing song.